Kansas City Royals are struggling after that great start and all the hope for a good season. The team is back where it usually is, in last place. The good news is the Minnesota Twins are in town and we can beat them. And George Brett is now the team's hitting coach. And with me now to talk about what the heck is going on is KCUR's Greg Eklund. Greg, always good to have you.
Well, we thought we could beat the Minnesota Twins at the outset of the season. I'm not so sure now.
Can we beat anybody, right?
Well, sure. That is the prevailing question right now. Let's go back to our conversation on opening day when you asked me
when
if I thought
the Royals.
Hopes
were so high and
right.
People were so happy back then.
Absolutely. We thought, okay, is this year they're going to be in the playoff hunt? That's all we want, is a September that is interesting.
Meaningful,
And meaningful. And my answer was affirmative at that time because based on the improved pitching and in the hitting, I thought they would be there. The pitching has been there. Unfortunately, they're not scoring enough runs. That's the bottom line.
The hitting is really not there. What happened? What's happened here? Because weren't they one of the better offenses just a few years ago?
Well, and not exactly. This is what I see as the crux of the problem is after last season, Ned Yost decided that he wanted to make a change in hitting coaches when he fired Kevin Seitzer, and he wanted to get a little bit more power from the lineup that he had last year, infused with a new hitting coach.
And can a hitting coach really do that?
Well, no, I don't think
apparently
so.
Apparently not, right?
And they brought in this concept of a coach and an assistant coach, which I thought was ridiculous at the time. And I didn't agree with the firing of Kevin Seitzer either, because I thought for a ballpark that is not tailored for home runs, that this was the kind of team that the Royals needed, a team that hits the gaps like they did of the teams of the 70s and the 80s. Mm-hmm. Hit the gaps, move around, get the extra bases. They had the type of hitters that do that, not the kind of pitcher hitters, at least in the home ballpark, that are going to hit one in the stands as often as you'd like.
Yeah. Well, obviously now we have a new hitting coach. They fired the last guy, and his name is well known around this town. His name is George Brett. What do you make of the move?
Well, I frankly see it as a panic move because Ned Yost said at the end of the last homestand, there are going to be some changes. I believe Dayton Moore instituted this change. He allowed Ned Yost to fire Seitzer at the end of the season and hire a hitting coach. But I think now Dayton Moore has put his fingerprints on this and say when he found out George was interested in trying this coaching thing, what is Ned Yost going to say? No, I don't want George. Nobody's going to say that. Mm-hmm. And George knows the game. He knows hitting. Now, whether he knows coaching and coaching hitting, that's another matter. And I think back to the early 70s when Ted Williams, the greatest hitter of all times, some say, when he was the manager of the Washington Senators.
I remember that.
The Senators set a major league record for being shut out for the most times in team history in one season.
Wow.
So great hitting players doesn't necessarily always translate to great hitting coaches.
Well, if our listeners want to chime in here with what they think is wrong with our Kansas City Royals again and how disappointed you are about all this, 816-235-2888 is our phone number. You can email us UpToDate at KCUR.org or tweet us at KCUR UpToDate. Let's get a conversation going here. So, Greg, tell me what a hitting coach does. I mean, I have this sense that they sit in dark rooms and they look at video of hitters and their swings and try to tweak this, and you're uppercutting too much, you're downcutting too much. Is that what they do?
Well, it's a combination of all that. I think what George will try to do is try to break it down to your basic approach. What are you trying to do in that situation? Because the Royals are not really good situational hitters right now, where they're trying to hit a 5-run home run where they don't need that.
A situational hitter meaning what?
Meaning that if there's a runner on second, you know, pull the ball over to the right side to allow that runner to get to third, allow the next batter to at least lift a fly ball and maybe get it sacrifice fly home. I mean, that's all they could do right now as they scratch for runs. But the basic things to situationally create some run production.
So the hitting coach is a tutor in a sense.
Sure.
He works one-on-one with these guys and tries to help them figure this whole thing out.
And the other part of it, he does break down the video. And And I just – this from witnessing what Kevin Seitzer had done when he was at the ballpark, he was constantly looking at video. And I'm sure George will do this too with the players. They'll examine video, look at swings and analyze swings and, you know, make a few tweaks here and there. But the bottom line is that the players have to buy into what they're being told. Mm-hmm. And that may be a problem here as well. And we talked about this on opening day with Alex Gordon. It took him a while to get it because perhaps there was a stubborn part of him that was saying, no, I did it this way to get to the big leagues. Well, you know, once in the big leagues, the scouting is better and they pitch you a certain way and you have to make adjustments. Alex Gordon realized that. He put himself into the hands of Kevin Seitzer, and he's a better hitter because of that right now. The future of this team is relied upon the two cornerstones of the infield, Eric Hosmer and Mike Moustakas. The whole success of this team is based on those guys in that lineup and how they produce. And jobs are going to be lost if this doesn't pan out.
We'll talk about the two of them in just a moment. Again, our number here, 816-235-2888. We're talking about the Royals and why they're struggling as much as they are. Mike from Kansas City, Kansas, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. You know, I've been frustrated with the Royals since 1994.
It's hard not to be, Mike.
The strike year.
Yeah, and we fired Hal McCray. And I don't know if, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think George Brett was the vice president of the Royals then. He allowed Hal McCray to get fired. Hal McCray played on two World Series teams. We had won 14 games in a row that year. And the way they have totally dissed Frank White over the years, I don't think that the Royals honestly deserve to win. Frank White grew up in Kansas City. He graduated from the Royals Baseball Academy, was drafted by the Royals, and they won't give him a chance to manage. Who in the world is Ned Yost? We hired him from Milwaukee, who was a struggling franchise when we hired him.
All right.
He has no credentials, and we won't get people who bleed Royal Blue. That's what's wrong with the Royals.
Mike, I hear you. And why doesn't Frank White get a shot here?
Well, that
long checkered history,
right? It was a terrible public relations and a bad baseball decision all the way around. Just for Frank White not to be a part of this organization is really, when you boil down to it, it's a travesty.
Hmm.
And, you know, I could hear the frustration in his voice. And a lot of people feel the same way about that.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go to Ann from Ann. Good morning. How are you? You there, Ann? Well, let's talk about Mike Moustakas and Eric Hosmer. What is the issue? What's happening there?
Well, again, for Eric Hosmer, he is a power guy. They're looking, but he's not hitting for power right now. He might, and his average is so-so as well. So he is not the run producer that they project him to be, which is in a position of being a first baseman. That is a run-producing power position.
You know, but a couple of years ago, he was so good.
Yep.
And you wonder, why does that fall off happen? I guess baseball is a tough sport. I get all that. But why does a player succeed so fantastically one year and so miserably a couple years later?
Because other teams make adjustments. They scout him out. And
they know
find,
what he can do and what he can't do.
They find weaknesses.
What's his weakness?
His weakness right now is swinging at pitches outside the strike zone, plate discipline. If you enlarge the strike zone, pitchers can throw a pitch outside, and all of a sudden he finds himself down 0-2 instead of 2-0. And when pitchers have to pitch a strike and groove a fastball, they could throw one high, and he'll go for the high hard one and swing out of the zone and strike out.
Hmm. Let's go to Russ here from Lewisburg. Russ, you're on Up to Date. Good morning.
Hi there.
Go ahead, Russ.
Well, I am not disappointed with the Royals because, you know, once you get to the majors, you're in a very rarefied club. The difference between the best and the worst that you're going to find there is still, they're still very close together. It's unlike Joe off the street. And we have like a 20th of the budget of the people who can afford to get the very top, top, top talent. So we get good, competent people who aren't quite as good as the people who make $20 million a year, but are still darn good. And with what we have, we do darn well. Heck, we even kick the Yankees around sometimes. It's not that they're bad. It's not that they're incompetent. It's that that not everybody can be a George S. Patton.
Hmm. Greg?
Well, I would take issue with the words darned well. I don't think they're doing darned well right now, and the record shows it.
Mm-hmm. Mike Moustakas, what's his problem right now?
A little hitting things. He had problems at the end of last season. And again, I think he would have fared better if Kevin Seitzer were still around to work with him, because the power is there for him. But that hasn't been there this year either. He hasn't produced runs either. Both of these guys were first-round draft picks.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the Royals have based their future on, is building within, which I think is the right thing to do. It's just that the top draft picks that they've selected, at this point anyway, have not panned out, and they've had several years to do it.
You know, this is so frustrating on so many levels, because last year the issue was the pitching. Yep. The team went out very deliberately and corrected that problem in a terrific way. I mean, the pitching now is top-notch. One of the best ERAs in the league now, right?
Yeah, the pitching has been very good, and they had to make that decision to get that, because they have tried to grow some pitching within their system too, but they've had some setbacks with pitchers undergoing what is referred to as Tommy John surgery, mm-hmm. and some of them have not progressed as much as the hitting did at the time. So in order to balance that out, they went out and sacrificed one of their best hitting prospects to get some of that pitching for this year.
And how is he doing? What's his name again?
Will Myers.
Will Myers. How's he doing down in Tampa
Bay? I'm not sure if he started out the year down in their AAA club. So mm-hmm. I'm not sure if they have brought him up since. But I think he will be up if he hasn't been called up yet.
But the thinking was he was expendable because the team had enough hitters before he left, right?
Before Will Myers.
Yeah.
Well, that's questionable, too, because Jeff Francoeur was and is the right fielder.
Which is what Will Myers plays.
Right. Or center field. But, mm-hmm. you know, they've got Lorenzo Cain and Vic Dyson, or rather, Gerard Dyson and Lorenzo Cain play center field, and Francoeur is stuck in right, but Francoeur's not having a very good year either. He didn't have a very good year last year, and that's the wrath of the fans, thinking, why do we still have Francoeur and gave up one of our best hitting prospects for these pitchers?
Kathy from Blue Springs, good morning.
Good morning. I just have a quick question. What are the chances that the Royals might eat crow and rehire Kevin Seitzer?
Ah, well, probably a little late now, Kathy, but Greg?
Well, they'll have to make other changes if they do that, because that would be Ned Yost admitting that he made a mistake by firing him. So I think there would have to be other changes that precipitate the rehiring of Kevin Seitzer.
What a mess.
Yes, it
what
is.
What a shame.
Yep.
All of that. Well, Greg Eklund is KCUR sports reporter. Always good to have you here, Greg. Thanks for coming in.
You're welcome.
You bet. Well, don't forget to follow KCUR on Facebook and this program on Twitter. We're at KCUR up to date. Tomorrow on the program, we'll get an inside look at Harvester's Food Bank with its retiring CEO and how Martha Jefferson Randolph ran the White House for her father. Our show is produced by Steven Steigman, Danny Alexander, Beth Flipoff, Caitlin Brennan, and Sangeeta Sastry. I'm Steve Kraske of the Kansas City Star, and you are up to date.